God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Not counting people's sins against them. How could he do that? Because he ignored them? Because he swept them under the carpet? Because our sin is not all that serious after all? No. The only way he could not count our sins against us is because of Jesus. Did you take note of the last verse? God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Last week there was a terrorist siege in France. A policeman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Arnoud Beltrame had offered to take the place of one of the hostages. So an exchange took place. Hostage was released, and then the policeman took their place. The policeman was shot and stabbed as he traded places. He subsequently lost his life. The hostage went free and lived. The policeman took on the mantle of the hostage and died. An amazing and humbling exchange. How would you feel if you'd been set free by such a generous and sacrificial action? Well, I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. Friends, that hostage's story is your story. And it's true, no human's analogy can ever do justice to exactly what we commemorate. But you have been set free, friends, because Jesus went in for you. Jesus had no sin. He was the only man who lived who has been sinless. He lived the perfect life, sin-free, guilt-free, never crossed the lines you and I cross every day, never pushed his Father's will aside to do his own thing and go his own way. Yet God made him who had no sin to be sin. Our sin was put on him. He who was sinless became sin. Only it wasn't just so that we might go free. It was so that we might become the righteousness of God. So that we might become right with God and live in right relationship with him. So why is today good? Because, friends, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting our sins against us. But I have a question for you this morning. The passage goes on to explain that the state of being reconciled, although now possible for all, is not automatic. Because we see clearly that the first disciples were given a task. Their task was to be ambassadors for Jesus, to be his representatives, and in that role they were to implore people on behalf of Jesus to be reconciled to God. Now obviously that wouldn't be necessary if everyone was reconciled automatically. So here's my question. Are you reconciled to God? Because while it's probable that most here are, it's also possible that some aren't. Aren't reconciled because you're still holding out on God. Aren't reconciled because you've never actually come to God to say, sorry for doing your own thing. You've never decisively turned back to him. So I want to urge you this Good Friday 2018 to make it the best Friday 2018. In fact, the best Friday ever. I want to urge you to be reconciled to God. You'll love it. The freedom, the joy you'll find in being reconciled will be superb. Revel in this opportunity and wonderful invitation this morning to have your sin dealt with, and because your sin is dealt with, then to be reconciled to God. To have Jesus go hostage for you in your place so you can go completely free. How would you be reconciled if you wanted to be? Two words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry for cutting you out. Sorry for living as if you don't exist or don't matter. Sorry for doing my own thing and keeping you on the sideline. And then, then you'll have a fresh start and a new beginning, reconciled to and in a brilliant relationship with the God who loves you so much that he sent his son so that you can be reconciled, so that your sin can be dealt with, so you can be one with God once more. Today is the day. I implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become right with God.